I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this chair world and blast off the Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
No way, Sherlock, coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. Jake, you are on the line, and you are on question number 8 there, buddy, working on Team Sober.
Yes, indeed. Here is question number 8. We know it all as the Boston Tea Party, but what were the Americans protesting when they dumped tea into the Boston Harbor?
Taxes?
All right. There you go, Jake. Nice
Oddly enough, specifically taxation without representation.
Correct.
Can you imagine such a thing in this country? Washington, D.C.? If you are a citizen of Washington, D.C., you are taxed like everyone else is taxed, but you get no representation.
Well, don't forget, they get like the one congressman or something who has no power.
Mm-hmm. Same with Puerto Rico.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Well, I can believe that. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
You would just think, where the White House and the city, the whole power of your country, and you, the whole thing was can't have taxation without representation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go figure. It's almost like they lied. Hello, Max. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Hola.
Hola. Max, what team are you playing for today? Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober.
All right, Max. Men's Room poll. You got to put a poster in your living room. Will it be a poster of Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, or R. Kelly?
We'll go Bill Cosby.
He should be proud of this. Oh, comic, it says, ha-ha, thriller, your mom gives 3 tries for the snatch. Usually she gives it up at 1. You
did
must
they
be
just
ugly.
Do a mom joke?
They really did.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, man.
Wow. That is so funny.
That's good stuff. That's good
that
stuff.
That is great.
All right, here's your question. Which nursery rhyme character kissed the girls and made them cry? In real life, that'd be Miles Montgomery.
And when that eye was dry and shut...
What nursery rhyme character kissed the girls and made them cry?
Oh, man. I don't know. Humpty Dumpty.
Georgie Porgy Puddin' Pie.
That's right. Georgie Porgy Puddin' Pie. Kissing girls and making
cry. Are you
serious? Yeah.
I don't know that I've heard that one.
Oh, really? I'm going to turn off the mic for a second.
Yeah. My God. That's not precisely
where
how
that did goes. You learn that?
Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, it makes you feel a little bit better.
That's a much better version. All right, here's your question. What musician is nicknamed Slow Hand?
Slow Hand, that's Eric Clapton.
All right,
he's on that one.
Good job. All right, very good.
How do you give the nickname Slow Hand and your last name, the first syllable is Clap? It seems a little ironic.
Yeah, it does. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
You know why they call him Slow Hand? He used to take so long in the shower. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey,
Big Dummy.
Hello, Lauren.
Hey, hello.
Hola, hello. Hello. Lauren. Are you sober or not sober, Lauren?
I'm team hungover.
All right.
Team hungover. Are you hungover or are you still drunk?
Hungover, for sure.
Get yourself a Gatorade. All right, Lauren.
I should get one.
Men's Room poll. Poster in your living room. Will it be Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, or R. Kelly?
Oh, I want Bill Cosby for sure.
The cause is now in the lead as far as our contestants are concerned. You can vote if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live.
All right, here is your question there, Lauren. How many books are in the New Testament?
Oh,
Twenty-seven.
Oh,
27. Yeah, you forgot about those other sevens. You didn't finish your reading assignment. All right, let's see here. All right, the band Electric Mayhem. That was the band for what television variety show?
Ooh.
Robin and I were talking about this at length, I believe, yesterday. We're talking about two different bands. They kind of backed up some TV folk, if you will.
I'm not sure.
No idea. That would be the Muppets.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's the band that Animal is in, you know?
I had no idea.
He got all the love, got all the posters, but forgot about the rest of the band, Electric Mayhem. All right, in the fable, the tortoise and the hare, what animal judges the race?
Animal judges the race. Oh, an owl.
A goose? A fox.
Wow.
They call him the race judger.
Seems like he would just eat the hare.
That's what I'm thinking.
It seems like he could eat both of them.
But what really eats a turtle that's a land animal? Like, I know, like, sharks and stuff will snatch them up, but I can't imagine anything looking at a turtle and saying, you know what? I want to know what that tastes like.
Yeah, but it's a fox, man. He'd be all friendly to the turtle, and when the turtle popped his head out, he'd bite it off.
Mm-hmm. I used to know a chick like that. All right, here is your question. What were the two TV series from the 1980s that featured a character named Uncle Jesse?
Okay, well, one is Full House.
Yes.
So you want two. That's going to be a problem.
I'll give you a hint. The other Uncle Jesse, not as good looking as the Full House Uncle Jesse.
Not even close.
Different style as well.
Yes, very.
And very much different ends of the decade.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you got the latter one correct. You need the earlier one.
So just the early 80s. Yeah. Okay.
If both of them were scratch and sniffs, you would not sniff this one.
I don't know. Family Ties.
That's not a bad guess.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard. Oh.
Here's the guy that wore an odor eater for a headband. Okay. Your question. What river flows through Baghdad?
River flows through Baghdad. I'm not sure.
The Ohio.
You're gonna
the
know
Ohio River?
No, it is not the Ohio River.
What?
Do not quote that. The Tigris River. The Tigris River. Yep.
Question six.
I know tonight you'd have gone out and been like, bet you didn't know this. Ohio River flows through Baghdad.
I was like, what?
And all the way to the mighty Mississippi.
Yes, indeed. All right, your question. What Volkswagen car model appears in the international radio alphabet? The Alpha Bravo Charlie alphabet, if you will.
Okay. Volkswagen.
Ted got
Delta. I'm not sure.
The Golf.
Oh.
You said you're hungover, right?
A little bit, yep.
You can't be like a little bit. If you're hungover, you did some damage last night.
I just got a really bad headache, but I'm managing.
Okay. Here is your question, not to bring it up, but the berries of the juniper tree are used to flavor what alcohol?
Gin.
Hey-o.
All right.
Called that one.
Very good.
Anyone surprised that she nailed that one?
Okay, the game is Big Dummy 844-999. Hola, maybe time for one or two more contestants.
Hello, Dan. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola. Danny, sober, not sober.
Sorry, say again.
Are you sober or not sober, Dan?
Oh, 6 months sober. Actually.
6 months sober for
six
Dan.
Months,
nice
sober.
Work, brother. All right, Dan, men's room poll. Pick a poster for your living room. Will it be Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, or R. Kelly?
I'm going to have to go with Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. All right, we got a tie now. Cos and Spacey.
Cos and Space. All right, here is your question. What operation consisting of a laparotomy and a hysterectomy is the most commonly performed procedure in U.S. hospitals? I'm sure I said the first one wrong. But what operation consisting of the, laparotomy and hysterectomy is the most commonly preferred procedure in the United States.
Performed. Okay.
Penis extension would be preferred. This is the one that is performed.
You know, I really don't have a clue.
I'm going to guess hernia or appendix.
No, isn't it hysterectomy, like...
part of the... we brought it up earlier.
I mean, I know...
a German word, the Kaiserschnitt.
Oh, is it... well, women can't have babies after hysterectomy, right?
I believe that is the case.
But I don't know what the other one is.
I don't either, but it adds up to a C-section. Cesarean.
Oh.
Kaiserschnitt.
I guess you can stop babies then. If people have C-sections, stop babies.
A lot of C-section questions today.
Well, two.
That's more than normal.
Yeah, well, Kaiserschnitt came up. And I don't care who you are. When you have the chance to say Kaiserschnitt, you're going to say it. Kaiserschnitt.
I feel like that's something that should be fried.
Oh, Kaiser
and
Schnitzel.
And I want to bite
the Kaiser Schnitzel.
I would eat it, and then when they tell you what it is, you'd be so, so unhappy.
It's pounded pork, right. Breaded and deep fried.
That's how we got here.
All right, here is your question. Animals and plants which produce light are said to be what?
So animals, produce light?
Yes, animals and plants that can produce light. You know the word.
I would go with... photosynthesis is how they absorb light, but
right.
I have no clue how they produce it.
Is it photosynthetic?
Nope, bioluminescent.
Oh yeah, cool. Yeah. Cool, how big? Anything that's luminescent, I'm in.
Because it's a nice way of saying light, but luminescent sounds so nice. All right, what were the names of the host and his sidekick on the TV show Fantasy Island?
Before my time.
How old are you?
36.
36? Yeah, it'd have been a little before your time.
Tattoo
and Mr. Rourke. Mm-hmm. All right, here you go. What is the capital of India? It's not the old one, it's the new one.
That's a pretty good hint.
Be a place to buy a really delicious meat sandwich.
You get pastrami, you get it on rye, marble dry. You get a cup of soup, a pickle, maybe a bag of chips.
Nope.
New Delhi. All right, we got one more question for you. One more question for you. I can feel it in my bones. You got this.
Because if not, you're going to have to wait till next week, Dan.
In Alice in Wonderland, what is the last thing that disappears on the Cheshire Cat?
His eyes.
God damn it. His smile. His beautiful, beautiful smile. His beautiful smile, Dan.
All right, Dan. We'll see you again on another edition of Big Dummy.
You just wait on hold.
That's it.
We'll get right back to it.
Silicon, the head chef in the house, says meat and potatoes, has the most popular condiments for each and every state. Noah Sherlock is on the way as well, along with those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com on the way next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef coming up. Noah Sherlock is back. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
Hold it, y'all. Start with the birthdays. Today, my son has officially survived his first decade. He is 10 years old. You would complete his day by passing along a time to take off the leash, followed by a suck-it-up cupcake, and rounding it off with a good old Leroy Jenkins. Enjoy your double digits today, Jacoby. That's from Mom.
Jacoby.
It's time to take off the leash.
Mm-hmm. So, suck it up, cupcake!
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
And from Mom, Dad, and Kale. Bitches, today is Solana's 14th birthday. She's a really awesome teenager. She'd absolutely love to hear a barbershop fish sandwich. Thanks, guys, from Dean.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Hola, guys, and Wobbin. Today is my lazy-ass coworker's birthday, and it's making me cover his responsibilities. His name is Rob, but he listens to you every day. Can you give him an original fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about smoked meat? Thanks, guys. That from Jasmine.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, I do not know much about the smoked meat, but if you undo my zipper, you will certainly see meat that is blackened.
Yes, you know, you should treat me like a piece of good piece of smoked meat and pull my pork.
Yeah.
Gosh, I got a shout out for my buddy and coworker Jesse the Body. He would love a Joey Chestnut and a Leroy Jenkins. We work at a salmon hatchery together, so maybe you guys could give a shout out. Love the show, especially you, Ted. That from Sarah.
Joey Chestnut.
Let's do this, Leroy.
Alma Cholas, no one's going to do this, so I'll do it for me. How about an original fish sandwich and Ted and Thrill doing Mickey and Pluto, talking about pool balls? Listening in North Carolina, that from Josh G.
Fish sandwich?
Well, gosh, first of all, not Pluto. I'm the goofster, Goofy. All I do for pool balls is wear swimming trunks.
One of the best parts about pool balls is Goofy and I are great. We run a whole thing in the Magic Kingdom. People come in there, they think we're nice, and then we take them for all their money.
I buy them for good measure.
I think they call us sharks.
And I have rabies.
I have a lot of diseases. I'm a mouse.
Name's Kurt. It's my 33rd birthday, and I'd love to hear a Suck It Up cupcake because my girlfriend hates it in a bong rip because I need one. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Well, Machillas want to wish my wife, Alicia, a happy 34th birthday with some turtle wax and the dirty Germans talking about otters. Thanks, guys. That from Jason.
Uh-oh, look out.
Yeah, Delicia, Alicia. I don't care so much for otters. I prefer beavers because of their wood handling skills.
Yeah, since you like these otters, you will love me. I'm short in stature and covered in hair with tiny hands that often handle shellfish.
Yeah, they call him the otter blatter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Here comes Ted the otter.
Yeah, head poking out of water, hair wet.
What will he do today?
Hello, guys, birthday shout out. Here comes a dope pusher. You like that and talk all over yourselves about truck driving. That from my husband, Adam. Thanks, guys. That from Misty. Wow. Here comes a dope pusher and a you like that.
Here comes the dope pusher.
You like that?
Want to wish a happy 34th to Kyle, pronounced Baby D. Can you get it? Your penis is too small, and the dirty Germans talking about fly fishing from the guys in Truck 10.
Yeah, I will tell you what, I will open my fly and you can go fishing.
Yeah, fly fishing is a lot like sex. It's about tempo and patience. And then sometimes don't forget to bait my lure.
Yeah, what do you call the catfish with your bare hands?
Noodling.
Yeah, noodling my fly.
Yeah, I will say fly fishermen's on the complete opposite sides of noodling. I respect the fly fishermen.
Yeah, and I call mine a catfish because it too has whiskers.
Yeah, and it's delicious.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to wish a happy birthday to my roommate, a good friend, Ernesto. He loves all things sports, is one hell of an insurance salesman, can drink more Bud Light than anyone I've ever seen, and he always DJs in his fresh socks. Can we get him a time to take off the leash and the dirty Germans talking about the importance of getting life insurance? Thanks, guys. That from Max.
It's time to take off the leash.
Yeah, you might want to get life insurance today because I'm going to kill you in bed.
Yeah, with that life insurance, how does the movie not end with you freaking out? And do you have enough for your family?
Yeah, the beauty of life insurance with us is that now the safe word is unnecessary.
My favorite part is spending money on something that I will never see.
Yeah, makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, because I hope my brother's kids enjoy their money.
Yeah, here's money for the people that have killed me.
Give a birthday shout out to Ryan, pronounced 72. He needs a fish sandwich and your penis is too small. Thanks, guys. That from Richie.
Fish sandwich.
Guys, today's my dad's 50th. Amazing father, husband to my mom. And I just want him to remember that today on his big day, he has listened to your show for a very long time. Long enough for me to remember when I was a kid, and I'm 25 now. He's a huge Marvel fan ever since he was a kid. So how about the Dirty Germans talking about comic books? Thanks, guys. Love the show. Listen every day. That from Samantha.
Yeah, my penis is like the Incredible Hulk. You make him angry, he grows and smashes things. Hulk smash.
Yes, you know, it's these comic books. You know, I heard it's this nerd stuff, but recently you can't get away from it. I still don't know enough about him, but I like this Luke Cage fella.
Yeah, Power Man.
Yeah.
Sometimes they call my penis the Black Panther.
Guys, give it a shout out. I'm 50 years old today. Never thought I'd make it this long, as I have not been nice to this body. Can I please get a your penis is too small and cut that bitch off? That from Claire.
Cut that bitch off. Next call.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you, bitches.
Yaz, the Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflesh.
Couple extras here. What happened when they died? Guys, my grandpa was in hospice care during a Monday night football game between the Seattle Seahawks and the Buffalo Bills. My family had gathered at the hospital to visit with him, watch the game, order some pizza. After he passed, the staff let us remain in the room to finish enjoying our pizza and football just as he would have wanted. Not only that, but moments after he passed, the Bills kicker missed a crucial field goal, and the Hawks went on to win the game. Thanks, Grandpa. That from King Jeremy the Wicked.
I like that. His first order of business in the afterlife is like, yeah, hang on. And I'm throwing the game.
Dude, I'm telling you, when my grandmother died, we all went to her house, and people were just crying for like 2 days, right? But Monday Night Football, Redskins, Cowboys, everybody stopped,
right,
had a great time, got these subs from this famous sub shop, and watched the game.
Grandma who?
Nice.
Yeah, right? Well, that's what brought us together.
Speaking of 911 calls, old gentleman in Wabin, I know this email is a bit late, but I was listening to your podcast, and you had mentioned a news story where a woman called 911 when being chased by the cops. Well, my husband is actually a 911 operator, and this reminded me of a story he told me a few months ago where the exact same thing happened. A cop was weaving slowly back and forth between the lanes to slow down traffic for a debris pickup when a couple decided it was a good idea to pass the cop. And the next thing you know, the cop was chasing after them. They then proceeded to call 911 because they were scared and didn't know what to do. Love you guys. Keep doing what you do. That from Lisa P.
What is a rolling slowdown?
Oh, you just get in front of all the cars and slow down. So.
No, I know when cops do it. I know how they do it. I've right. seen it. But if there's not like a plane landing on the highway, I don't know why they're doing it.
Oh, debris on the road.
Debris on the road.
Debris on the road. Yes, exactly.
So debris on the road.
The cheese.
Oh, no, the cheese.
Oh, but the is cheese. It warm?
Well, we'll be in the...
Is there any apricot jelly to go with it?
Still a couple of drinking toasts with a shout of the day. First, the head chef's in the house.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meats and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
How goes wild.
Oh, oh. All right.
Crowds can be finicky this time of year.
Finicky. It's another funny word.
You're hilarious, dude.
It's like when you eat something and go, this is interesting. Now, if you ate some interesting food, you probably didn't enjoy it that much. So, what would make this...
Damn, man. You ate interesting food.
I'm just saying, food and people, like, right? Like, you don't dislike the food or that person, but you just go, Ted's an interesting guy.
Okay. Or it was an interesting crowd.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean?
It was a little bit different.
Yeah.
Interesting. Right. I'm not going to say anything negative.
or positive?
It was fine. It was interesting.
You know what? It was food. Mm-hmm. So if you have food that's just kind of whatever, blah, 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 even if it's food you like, more than likely you'll put a condiment on it, right?
Sure. Grab that rascal.
Right. The chicken wing might be great, but you still want some ranch or blue cheese,
yes,
right?
You do.
It's just part of the thing.
I'm an extra condiment kind of guy.
A what?
I just always ask for a condiment.
All right.
No matter what. Because, you know, like if you get a burger and fries, it doesn't come with ranch dressing. So I was like, can you bring a side of ranch? Can you bring a side of fries?
You need ranch with your burger and fries?
I say burgers and fries shouldn't come with ranch dressing.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm always the guy who asks for the extra condiment whenever I, because it definitely doesn't come with it.
So basically, this list isn't necessarily like the most used condiment. It's kind of the one that's trending the most.
Okay.
So they're also, they're a little loose with the term condiment, okay? but number one on the list, coming in like in a bunch of states, was Hidden Valley Ranch. Arkansas, Idaho, Iowa, Oklahoma, and West Virginia.
Okay.
All said Hidden Valley Ranch was number one.
Hidden Valley is technically the only real ranch, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and anything else, you can do your ranch sauce, but you can't call it. It's kind of like the champagne must be from Champagne, mm-hmm. Parmesan.
Is that
must,
true?
I
yeah.
believe it is, man. Hidden Valley.
I think there was other brands of ranch, though.
I think they trademarked the name ranch, and I think to a degree they have been somewhat cool about people using it.
That's because they came from a cool ranch.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone knows what else to call it, but the thing is ranch has gone up in popularity. I think Hidden Valley. I think I've got this right.
They do own it.
Trying to take more ownership of it. Like they own the name.
I have salad dressings in my fridge that aren't Hidden Valley. They're still ranch.
The ranch style.
The ranch inspired.
Technically, yeah. Right. Ranch All inspired.
Right. My Hidden Valley inspired them to make their own copy.
Yeah. Nature's Way Extra Virgin Coconut Oil.
Good Lord. I mean, I've heard it's been all the rage lately, man, because I guess it's healthier to cook with. But
no, it's not. It's not. That's the problem. I think they wipe
that
whole thing out.
That's not the problem. It doesn't matter to me. I use bacon fat. I mean, I'm telling you straight up, man.
Miles, you are correct. Number one, Hawaii.
Okay.
And then, of course, Minnesota, Oregon, Alaska, and Colorado.
Wow.
All the states you think of when you think Hawaii first.
Okay.
Yeah, some of these make sense.
I think
some
it'd
of
be
them.
Spam grease. You
know? All right. So number third in these popular condiments was Frank's Red Hot. It took the top spot in four states. But these states kind of make sense.
Is it New York?
No.
Thinking buffalo wings.
Arizona, North Carolina,
okay.
Texas,
yeah.
and Maryland.
Right. Maryland, that's right.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm a Frank's guy. I'm from Maryland. Like, I know that's their slogan, but I do put it on a lot of stuff.
I like Frank's. I grew up with Tabasco. Like, to me, that was always the go-to. I was family, but yeah, Frank's is pretty goddamn good.
And Texas Pete. Can't forget about Pete.
Yeah, TP's been there for a while.
He does a good job.
Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, and Virginia. I like this one. Their favorite condiment?
Tartar sauce?
Nutella.
Oh. Damn, okay.
That's a condiment now.
That's what I'm saying. It's a loose term of condiment, but yeah. Like... You know what? Nutella's great. I like what
you
these states
use
are doing.
It
dip
as
your
a
fries
condiment.
In it. Sure.
Well, I think you could dip.
If you have breakfast stuff, right? You have a croissant, you have a biscuit, something like that.
Well, you could dip fruit in a Nutella.
That would require me to eat fruit.
Yeah, but they sell that little jug of it.
Ooh. I wouldn't do that for fear of the fruit juice ruining my Nutella.
That's what I'm saying.
Sorry.
You sound like a homophobe.
Well, I know. You were looking right at me. He said, my fruit juice. I'm just like, all right.
Nutella.
Various types of peanut butter.
I don't want to know that fruit juice.
Various types of peanut. Again, peanut butter, to me, it does not seem like a condiment.
What else do you...
You can put it on a burger.
Celery.
Celery. It's on a log.
Yeah, where's peanut butter popular?
I guess peanut sauce.
Georgia?
Peanut butter is popular in Montana, South Dakota, Vermont, and Wyoming.
All right.
I mean, I like peanut butter, but to me it goes with jelly.
Mm-hmm. Sriracha took the top spot in three states.
Sriracha seems like a West Coast condiment. It's like the West Coast equivalent of hot sauce.
California,
yeah.
Nebraska, Washington State.
Okay.
One of my favorites, Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
This came in the top spot in three places. They are exactly what you think. Alabama, Georgia,
Louisiana.
It's too bad also, the Tapatio didn't get a nod.
I like me some Tapatio. This isn't over here.
Oh, okay.
Also, I should say, if you like Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, their honey mustard is phenomenal.
It is.
I haven't tried that yet.
I've got it in my refrigerator.
I will put it to you this way. I bought one bottle about a month ago, and I won't buy it again because it showed up on a lot of foods.
Oh, okay.
It's like, all right, we're getting addicted. Yellow mustard was first.
Wait a minute. You cut out a condiment based on condiment addiction?
Yeah.
Okay.
It got to a point where I was eating a string cheese and I was putting a little dab of honey mustard. They take it up, and I go, all right.
I'm down with that. There's nothing that, wrong with
it
that.
It's too much, man.
Okay. I think string cheese sucks, so you got to put something on.
That's what I'm telling you. That Sweet Baby Ray's honey mustard. Woo! All right. On the opposite of that stuff, there's yellow mustard.
That's a favorite?
In Delaware, Missouri, and Tennessee. Now, Delaware, I don't know what they're doing. Tennessee and Missouri seem pretty barbecue heavy. So mustard especially with cooking with pork, mm-hmm. is a good rub to put on it.
Yep. I feel like Delaware makes sense because Delaware as a state is about as exciting as yellow mustard.
It is.
I mean, honestly, like, that makes complete sense. Because, like, yeah, guys, just that's key. You're helping.
I'll get some vanilla extract and some yellow mustard when I'm in Delaware.
All right, Nevada and Wisconsin. What do you think their favorite condiment is?
Oh, boy. Wisconsin.
I don't know.
I like beer.
Butter? Vinegar.
Let's try to give you a hint, pointing at Mike and I.
Mayonnaise.
Correct.
Mayonnaise. Oh, I was kidding. Are you for real?
Why are you two together mayonnaise?
Because it's just a joke. How much white people love mayonnaise?
Oh, all right.
It's just a joke. All right,
I'll let you like Jeff Fox. Mike, mayonnaise, a lot of chicks in here.
And then, surprisingly, ketchup was almost shut out. Only one state. Pennsylvania, because it's the home of Heinz ketchup.
Exactly sure, right. They have to say that they're executing.
Yeah, but other than that, ketchup was almost shut out. And I'm with you. I would think ketchup, I guess you said it earlier, it's always there, but I still think it's a popular kind.
It's very popular, but ketchup is so prevalent in our lives. Have you ever been to a restaurant where they didn't have ketchup? I'm not saying there's restaurants that don't have it, but if you've actively asked for it and they're like, oh, we don't have ketchup, like, your mind is blown.
Yeah, you have to be in like a specific hot dog joint or something that's like, we don't serve ketchup.
Well, if you serve hot dogs, you should not have ketchup available.
That's a fact. Thank you, head chef. We appreciate it. There you go. The top condiments from each and every state. All right, still to come, we're going to drink a toast with a shot of the day. Noah Sherlock is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Coming up, another round of a profile. This will drink it to us with a shot of the day. But first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Picks it.
Looking for stories with headlines that scream.
Well, no Sherlock!
This headline almost led to the shot of the day, but I believe that it should be here. Man tries to cure his back pain by injecting himself with his own semen, but it didn't work.
Really? Well, no Sherlock!
I was waiting with bated breath to find out whether or not that worked. Cotton sprout on the moon has died.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No Sherlock!
Meth and cocaine deaths are spurring a fourth wave of the overdose crisis.
No Sherlock!
Fourth wave.
It's like fourth meal. A witness testified that El Chapo paid former Mexican President Enrique a $100 million bribe.
Oh, no Sherlock!
Let that sink in.
I know, obviously.
Like I said, man, it's a place in Mexico I like to go, and when they found El Chapo, where he stayed was quarter mile, eighth of a mile away from the place that I stayed. One of the biggest foreign DEA headquarters is in the same town, maybe a half mile from where he stayed. When you see where the DEA's office is and where they found him, it's like they weren't looking for him. It is impossible that you were looking for this guy. It's like saying, we're looking for your next door neighbor who's like in your yard drinking your beer and just saying, I have no idea. Jamie Claus kidnap suspect's lawyers say his confession is problematic for defense.
No, Sherlock!
Why are you defending him if he says, no, I murdered her parents and kidnapped her? There is no defense. He's saying he did it.
Yeah.
Case closed. We continue.
Throw away the key.
Vegans take twice as many sick days as everyone else, report finds.
Well, what do you know about that? No, Sherlock!
I don't even know if that's true. I really just wanted to do that to piss off VD who works here. And we'll leave you with this. A teenager gets into a car crash doing the blindfolded bird box challenge.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No sh**, Sherlock.
Thank you, Steve. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast one Tyler Heap of Des Moines, Iowa. Now, last week, he grabbed some spare change from the car, and he bought himself a few lottery scratch-off tickets. Well, Tyler won himself some cash miles on the very scratch-off ticket. See, it was his lucky day. So what did he do? Instead of just going back to the store he bought it from, he decided, the hell with this. I'm going to drive myself to the lottery headquarters. Because he didn't just want his cash winnings. Let's face it, he did the thing we would all want, which is Tyler wanted one of those big-ass giant checks that the lottery likes to give out. And at first, the lottery's like, for real? He's like, dude, listen, it's the lottery. I won money. I want one of these giant checks, and I don't blame him. And eventually, the lottery, they did oblige, and they cut him one of those massive checks so that he could hold it up and show the entire world that he had won $1. One American dollar.
But like this guy's style.
I really do. He said, F it. I won $1. I want the giant check. And the lottery, they said, you know what? Why the hell not? If you're happy, we'll go ahead and do it for you. To be fair, most people, if they won $1, they wouldn't even cash it in, right?
No, I'm going to go to the dollar store.
I'm going to get another dollar ticket.
Right. At best, you do that. He said, I'm not doing that. I want the giant check. So, yeah, and actually, I'm going to take my hat off, really, to the Iowa State Lottery for taking the time to cut him a giant check for exactly $1.
It's like the real Happy Gilmore.
It really is, man. I mean, it was just, and Miles, no offense, I've seen you play scratch-offs for years. You said if you win anything.
If I just win.
Anything.
That would help.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant on the line for profile. This will take caller 9 now. 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.